Hello, Audio Boo. This is Canadian Diva. And I just thought I would come in and record a boo because I have a topic that I would like to speak about today. And I hope that I can fit all this in 10 minutes. I'm going to give it a try. Now, I have been reading a lot and watching a lot of coverage of this story that has hit social media within the past few days. And that is the situation of Rachel Dolezal. Now, for those of you who don't know, who maybe haven't been following, Rachel Dolezal is a white woman from Spokane, Washington. She is the president of the Spokane NAACP chapter. And she is passing herself off as a black woman. She is darkening her skin with makeup, I guess, and making up an identity, a fake history, but she is teaching African American studies at some university, but she identifies as a black woman. And this, when I first heard about this thing, and I watched an interview with her this morning, my first reaction was, really, like, why would you do that? Like, why would you not just be happy with who you are? Why would you want to go as far as to identify yourself as something that you're not? But I've read a lot of articles about this, and I've watched a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of different opinions about it, and my stance is changing a little bit. A lot of people are equating it to the whole Caitlyn Jenner situation. Caitlyn Jenner recently came out as a woman. She was formerly Bruce Jenner, and now she's Caitlyn Jenner. And a lot of people are saying, like, if you can accept Caitlyn Jenner, how can you not accept Rachel? And I kind of agree with that. I am thinking, you know, people who are transgendered, I've heard, you know, I have some friends who are transgendered, and I've, you know, read lots of different stuff. And a lot of people describe this struggle of being young and, you know, being a little boy and wanting to play with Barbie dolls and wear dresses and do girl things and be a girl, you know, and they know that from a young age. But obviously, a lot of them don't get to express it until they're older. Or, you know, the other way around. Little girl really wanting to be a boy and just knowing in their essence that they are a boy in a girl's body. I don't believe that is false. And so I read something the other day about someone saying that Caitlyn Jenner can't understand what it really feels like to be a woman because when she was growing up as Bruce Jenner, she never had to go through any of the struggle that women have to go through sometimes, you know, being paid lower wages or, you know, having some creepy guy catcall them while they're walking down the street or, you know, anything like that. Bruce Jenner never had to go through any of the woman struggle. So this person's opinion, which they're entitled to, says, how can she clearly identify herself truly as a woman if she's never faced that struggle? But I say, just because she hasn't faced that particular struggle doesn't mean she hasn't faced any struggle. I mean, I can imagine if you're a little boy and all of your life you have internally been a girl, but you've never been able to express that because your family frowned upon it or because maybe you just weren't brave enough to express who you really were. That is a hell of a struggle. It may not be the typical woman struggle, but it is a struggle nonetheless, and it's valid. So, I'm gonna say the same thing about Rachel. Apparently, she didn't start identifying as a black woman until she was in college in 2007. So, if she has lived her entire life in a white family, secretly wanting and knowing that she was a black woman, and then she finally has the womanness, I guess, the bravery to identify as that, why not? The only thing that I really disagree with is the fact that she lied about her history, and she made up this whole false thing about how she lived in Africa, and she was hunting with bows and arrows, and she's never been to Africa a day in her life. So, that is, in my opinion, not called for. You don't need to lie about your history to make it more believable. You just don't. That's not cool at all. And, you know, to completely forget where you came from isn't really cool either. I mean, I don't know the whole story. It sounds like there's some complicated family dynamics. But she, you know, says I'm black and she's married to a black guy, apparently, and all this, which is fine. It's awesome. But I think that she should remember where she came from and say, you know, I was, but now, you know, I was white, but now I'm identifying as black because I came out, I guess, and I'm living my true self. But to just lie about her past was not cool, but the fact that she can just live her true self. The only thing that I am really struggling with this whole thing is I read an article recently on Facebook about transableism, which is literally people who will inflict a disability upon themselves, whether that be paralyzing themselves, or cutting off their arm or damaging their eyes. And then, you know, wanting to live a life with that disability. They call that transableism. I honestly don't know if I were to meet a transabled person that identified as being blind, I don't know how I would feel about that. So, I don't know. I mean, the whole situation, I agree with Caitlin. I agree with Rachel to a point. But if I were to see that in my own community, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about it. It's sticky. And I sort of, in a weird way, identify with Rachel. I mean, it's not really a secret that I enjoy the company of, you know, black people. And, you know, I listen to a lot of music, and, you know, sometimes when I talk to people online and they can't see my picture, they ask, you know, what is your ethnicity? But I would never go as far as to say I'm black. Like, I always, you know, reply, I'm a white chick. Like, I am. It's just a thing. I would never identify as something that I am not. I can learn about and enjoy and appreciate other ethnicities that I am not. But I would never go as far as to identify with fully and say I am if I'm not. But that's just me. Just because I wouldn't feel right in myself about that. But